So. And just let yourself relax. Invoke that inner friend and let yourself just be present to all of your experiences, your perceptions, your feelings, your bodily feelings, any thoughts, feelings, worries that are going through the mind. There are two levels of Shanti. There's the absolute Shanti and relative Shanti. Shanti means the mind is at peace, is relaxed, there's a natural abiding sense of well-being. There's a clear lake reflecting the mountains, the trees, the sun, the clouds, the sky. There's a deep peace in which that reflection is taking place. The peace of the mind in this case. There's a peaceful mind reflecting the surrounding environment. If we use the lake as an example, a clear lake. When my mind enjoys that, Shanti. Feel at peace. I have a sense of well-being in the midst of whatever situation I happen to be finding myself in. The situation can bring about that shanti, like for instance a walk in nature or listening to beautiful music or being with friends, or so many different situations can bring about that relative sense of well-being. We say relative sense of well-being because it can and is replaced by other states of mind. Agitated, hurt, depressed, anxious, uncomfortable. Many different conditions of the mind which I wouldn't label as Shanti. Shanti meaning I feel at home with myself. We call it relative shanti because it is easily displaced. It's a state of mind. There is also absolute shanti. We have the experience of relative shanti, which is an experience that comes and goes. It's a mental condition, mental state of mind. But there's an absolute shanti, which is not a state of mind, but is the changeless nature of my own being, of my own self. The me that illumines the mind, the conscious being, my own self, enjoys by its nature absolute shakti. The mind, by its nature, enjoys relative shakti. Absolute shakti is that shakti, that well-being, that is invariable. It is not subject to change. It is ever present. I can say I am ever present to my mind. I am ever present to whatever thoughts or feelings are passing through the mind. If my mind is agitated, I am present to that. If my mind is hurt or depressed, I am present to that. If it is at peace, present to that. Whatever condition, whatever experience the mind has, I am present to that. I need to differentiate my being from the states that I'm present to. All the states of experience that are coming and going, I need to differentiate from me. One who is always the same. Just relaxing your body, relaxing your sense organs, invoking that inner friend, allowing your experiences, sensory experiences, experience the body, to just be whatever they are. Don't push them away, don't reject them. Just be an inner friend, allow them to be, welcome them. Say welcome them because there's no rejection in welcoming. You can't welcome and reject at the same time. Welcome all of your feelings, all of the thoughts in the mind, whatever the thought flow is, whatever you're thinking about, relax. Welcome them. Allow them just to be as they are. Feel your body and mind relax as you give permission for them to exist. Give permission for them to be as they are. And now just gently, without trying to get rid of any experience that you're having, it's not necessary at all. Allow them all to be. Just gently focus presence, just the me, the one who is present to all of these objectifiable experiences, all of these changing thought modifications, thoughts, feelings, perceptions. The one who changelessly abides in the midst of all of these changes, of all of these changing experiences. I say focus on your own presence. I'm not talking about a presence that is esoteric or mystical or spiritual or anything like that. We're not going to use those words. Just the self that you know to be you, that you often don't differentiate from the experiences that are coming and going. Just this me. And it's this self that we say by your very nature is absolute Shanti, because it can't and won't, cannot change into anything other than what it is. It can't lose its nature. So you're experiencing two levels of reality at the same time. One is your own being, which is changeless and stable, and then there is everything else, which is coming and going. Bound by change, bound by time, by its very nature, there's that order of reality. And then there's me, that is not bound by change, not bound by time. I simply am. There's a famous quote in the Bible, "I am that I am." The Shanti of my being, I can always count on. The Shanti of my mind is a fluctuating experience. My behavior, through dharma, through contemplation, I can extend the amount of time my mind enjoys Shanti, but it still needs to be managed and needs to be maintained. Whereas the Shanti of me, of my being, never requires any maintenance. With its very nature. Feel your body and mind expanding as they relax. And I've been hanging on to them or trying to control or make them be different than what they are. It allows the whole mind and body to kind of relax into the very surroundings that they find themselves in. And just be yourself. Letting the body and mind relax. You just be yourself. This me, this person that you are. The one who's present to all of your experiences. Just your own being. Just be yourself. Kind of allowing all of the experiences to go their own way without any clinging or hanging on. For this moment, not asking for anything to be different. This moment, not wanting anything, just simply being.